Hey guys, I'm Jared Toy, and I'm your host of the Mental Minute Podcast. This is for people who want quick, concise information about understanding how they can become better physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all through better gut health and digestion. I try to do this every day, so make sure you guys come back often, add it to your favorites, subscribe, share it with friends, rate and review it on iTunes, whatever you need to do to help me spread the good word of better gut health. But let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to look at the differences between prebiotics and fiber and whether you should be including one, both, neither of them in your diet. Now very simply, a prebiotic is the food that the good bacteria in your gut microbiome actually eat. If you can picture this, a prebiotic is not something that we can actually digest, but certain bacteria can. What do the microbes do when they have this food that's available to them? And how is it beneficial for you if you include it in your diet? Those microbes, or your resident microbes, can produce beneficial things that our body needs in order to function efficiently. Specifically, they produce what are called short-chain fatty acids, which are the main source of nutrition for the cells in your colon. Do I need to say how important it is really to have a healthy colon? So how are prebiotics different than traditional fiber that most of you are probably familiar with or think about when you hear the word fiber, you know, Metamucil, things of that nature? Fibers are non-digestible plant-derived carbohydrates that have at least 3 units of individual sugars. I say plant-derived because most fibers are components of plants, and in my humble opinion, isolated fibers or fibers made from sugars in supplement form is really not something that I would consider, as it's not natural. So do you need to include both in your diet, or one maybe more than the other? It's my belief that most of us actually don't get enough fiber in our diets to begin with. So unless your doctor tells you specifically not to take fiber, eating fiber-rich foods and prebiotics containing foods will do nothing but help promote gut health and benefit your gut microbiome. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor, click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the show, folks. The Mental Minute comes out daily. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always send me an email at jaredspropops@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter @JaredToy. But before you go, sign up for my email list. You can go to jaredspropops.com, get all sorts of great information. That would help me out, and it would help you out. So until we talk again, take care and better gut health to you.